welcome everybody to a very special episode, once in a lifetime presentation, the Game Rage and All Gas No Trash present the Ragies, sponsored by Taco Bell.
Oh, don't say that.
Because they pay me to say that. I do. Oh, you know what? You're right. It's not sponsored by Taco Bell. It's sponsored by your mom. And by your mom, I mean you out there. All your moms. Because without your mom constantly fucking riding our penars like it's her fucking job, we wouldn't be able to do this.
Hell yeah. That's the way to introduce the show.
She single-handedly funds all of our shit. Anyways, my name's Josh. Mom fucker number one. Adam is over here, mom fucker number two.
What kind of warped fucking Dr. Seuss porn is this, dude?
I don't know. It's about to get weird. Especially with some of these fucking awards we're going to be handing out today. Anyways, it's the Ragies 2024. Yeah, because
24. Yeah,
it's for 2024, but yeah, but it's 2025. But it's for live. You know what we mean, all right? So fucking ask questions. Anyways, if you want to follow us on social media, go to Game Rage Magazine on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. Also go to Game Rage Mag on Twitter. Do me a favor and subscribe to your mom's OnlyFans so that way you can kind of help us generate a little more income as well. That'd be real great. Also go to All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram and YouTube and substack.com/@AllGasNoTrashOfficial. Did you do a written companion to the Ragies at all?
A written companion?
Yeah, like an article companion to the Ragies.
Oh, fuck no. But now that I think about it, that might be my article for the month of February.
You're welcome.
Oh, fuck me. I didn't even have the mic. Oh, God.
Jesus.
Well, if you didn't hear me the first time, I just said that Josh over here gave me an idea for meeting my quota for next month, writing the Ragies out in text form for the Substack posts. We'll see if I end up doing that. So I also need to pause this podcast for a split second because unfortunately caught myself with my pants down.
Jesus Christ. You know what sucks is you caught yourself with your pants down and their moms aren't even here to fucking do anything about it. God
it
damn.
Ain't gonna suck itself. No, but seriously,
right.
I need to pause it.
All right, hold on. All right, well, for those of you that stuck around and listened, that's it. Adam lost it, and now we're fucked. So I guess the Ragies are canceled this 2024. And, I mean, we're probably going to go kill ourselves now, because that's really the next logical step.
Dude, what the...
Well, there that goes.
Well, you got anything else, I guess? I mean...
No, now we got to delete the episode.
No, we're not deleting. We're putting this shit out, all right? This is the Ragies canceled. we can do peanut jokes.
For 20 minutes.
the Pinars 2024.
Dude, I can't believe it's
That's
gone.
Actually kind of depressing. I'm sad about this.
I'm not that sad because the awards weren't real. I mean, the fact that we talked about whatever artist we talked about, we think you're the shit, but as far as like finding out who is the S tier artist, the S tier album, all that shit, out the window.
Yeah.
Well,
my vote was for Ginger Root, though.
Your vote was for Ginger. I probably would have gave it to him.
Yeah, that was my vote. Was for Ginger Root for the best.
Ginger Root. Yep. Oh fuck. Well, I'll just shoot from the top of my head.
All right. What do you got?
Because we had. I think I kind of have like a rough idea.
Did you write any of it in Discord?
No. Oh, you know what? I think I have it in a Word document.
Oh, well, where the fuck's that?
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, that's why you can't find it in the notes.
Yeah, that's why.
All right, well, hold on, I'm going to pause. Well, do you have the Word document?
Yeah, I do.
All right, well, let's pause it again, and we'll come back with the Word document.
Man, I'm fucking
All right, now we're back, and he can't find the Word document. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, no. We're in business. I completely forgot I wrote it in, all places.
The one time in Microsoft Word.
Right in front of my fucking Google Drive.
Damn. Right in front of my Google Docs. How dare you?
All right. So let's, I guess we'll work our way through the awards and since not to discredit Josh over here, but he's pretty fucking preoccupied all the time. So I don't expect him to listen through all the albums again and all that shit. But you can chime in of what you think was for your own.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely the one who should be making the determination as to what was what.
Yeah.
I'm like, as we've said before, I'm just like the casual fucking normie with this shit and what I think's good and what I don't think's good. So I'll chime in with my comments as you go through the list, because you being the expert have chosen the winners of the Ragies.
Yeah. I think. All right. So let's go ahead and get to Artist of the Year.
Yeah.
So, right. Actually, let's do all the menial shit first.
Okay. That sounds good. What's the most menial fucking award on there?
It's not really a competition, but considering that I only went to three concerts, this award is called Best Live Performance.
Oh, interesting.
I'm giving Pixel Grip the award for Best Live Performance because, in terms of where they were for, well, shit, when was the last time I saw them? I think it was back in 2021, like just after the pandemic, or maybe it's 2022. Nonetheless, they have stepped up their shit so much where they are fully embracing their BDSM shit. They are very queer. They're very LGBTQ plus about their identity as a band. Their graphics, like their visuals, when you go see them live, they got sweet fucking visuals. Rita Lucchia is really stepped into being a performer, dude. It's fucking awesome. Like, I couldn't be happier for a band that I wouldn't say they're where I want them to be exactly. I think they're capable of scoring like horror movies or psychological thrillers. I really do believe that, because I was playing around with their music years ago and I had used Alpha Pussy, like the very beginning of Alpha Pussy, to a scene from Drive with Ryan Gosling. Like, this shit works, dude. This shit fucking works. These guys, I think they could be like the Trent Reznor of fucking films. They play the cards right. But live performance, man, they fucking hit it out of the park. I hope there's bigger things for them on the way. And I think the way that they prove that is putting out a third album, which I hope is on the way. Because I did ask them about it via comment. I said, hey, album in 2025, they fucking put a bullseye emote in the comments. So I'm like, all right, sounds like that could be something that we could be reviewing in 2025.
Oh, yeah. Don't fuck up.
Don't fuck up. So best live performance.
I would like to nominate myself for best live performance.
Why do you say that?
Because I just do an excellent job live.
As who?
As Millennial Frog. Yeah. I did a live performance in my garage.
All right. You want to know what was the best music moment of the year?
What was that?
Millennial Frog going off on CD Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Going to war with our RSS, infringing upon his constitutional rights
to produce music. That's the 37th Amendment. All right.
Yeah,
the right to bear music.
That was the music moment of the year. It wasn't Taylor Swift at every fucking football game for the Kansas City Chiefs. It was fucking Millennial Frog going to war with CD Baby.
Hell yeah. And I would just like to say that war is at a stalemate and basically a draw. But I fight on nonetheless, okay? I fight on nonetheless. Carry on. And fuck those guys.
And fuck those guys. So there, this was like a two-horse race, but... And this is speaking to best album campaign, meaning anything that has to do with promotion.
Yeah.
And marketing of an album, it came down to Magdalena Bay and Ginger Root. I gotta give it to Ginger Root, man.
Yeah,
this motherfucker went, and it's not even that Magdalena Bay was that far behind with their album Imaginal Disc. This motherfucker, but We're talking about dudes that are just creating continuity within their own music to create this whole fictional universe that wasn't just exclusively for Shin Bangumi. Like, this is something that's been probably in the works for like at least a couple of years. Like, this, yeah, this has been an ongoing story within the music.
True.
The promotional videos for Shin Bangumi were out of the park. Awesome. At one point he made a video within his world about how his show was canceled at some actual venue in Los Angeles. He's like, oh yeah, we've been downsized, so we got to move over to this other venue. And he was willing to make a joke out of it. And I certainly appreciate it. So yeah. I got to give fucking best album campaign to Ginger Root. Knocked it out of the park with all the music videos. And on top of that, man, what are you laughing at?
I agree. I'm laughing in agreement.
Okay.
And also, I'll tell you afterwards, because I can't say it on air, but it's funny. I just thought in my head as you were saying all that stuff.
Okay, all right. Well, Ginger Root, again,
yeah,
music videos. They complete an actual story, which is, yeah, fucking awesome, dude.
It is. That's excellent.
So, it's a runaway fucking award for Ginger Root. I'm giving him best album campaign. Now we work our way towards, let's see.
How many categories are there?
There's only going to be three additional ones.
There's like 18. Man. That would be funny.
No, there's like three or four more.
All right, all right. I was just curious. I wasn't judging or anything. I was just being curious.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, what's next? What's the next menial? Are we still in the menial, or have we gotten to the mid card?
No, now we're getting to the real shit. So, song of the year. These are just things that I put together that I appreciate. So if you want to do the rundown, I'll go ahead and do the rundown of the songs that I thought were the best of the best for 2024.
Yeah.
We have The Sacred Souls with Live For You. And dude, as much as I loved Brain Story's album, and there were some songs that I thought I loved in the beginning, but one just became the dark horse and is one of the better ones, or the one that grew on me. Gift of Life from Brain Story is a nominee for Song of the Year. Young Gatita with Descenda, Magdalena Bay with Image, Royal Otis with Foam, Ginger Root with No Problems, Tyler the Creator with Saint Chroma, Black Ends with My Own Dead, and Don West with Friends. And I'm gonna be honest, man. Brain Story's Gift of Life was the song for me for Song of the Year, because this might be the song that I die to, like, that I have people playing when I pass away, and you get your little song request of, you know, whatever song you want to play to, you know, cue you out. Gift of Life is, I think, in that fucking category. That's how much I fucking love that song. So I'm giving Gift of Life to fucking Brain Story, or Gift of Life Song of the Year, rather.
Oh no, when you die, we're playing Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. And hey, then we're gonna have somebody prop you up. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Hey, and
lift you up. That's funny, because that was actually like the first album I got, I think, as a kid.
It was
Tub Thumping. I didn't play anything else other than Chumbawamba, or what was the actual song called? Tub Thumping.
Tub Thumping.
Yeah, yeah. And it was all because of World Cup '98. I can't remember, but it was one of the first albums I definitely fucking owned.
Oh, that's funny.
And that's all. Tub Thumping was the only song I ever fucking listened to.
Yeah, because all the other songs sucked ass.
All right, man. So this one, I'm kind of curious to know what your thoughts are, because this one. Yes, because these are all albums that you've listened to all of them.
Yeah.
But because the field is so narrow, I think you might have a vague memory of all of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So album of the year, we got Young Gatita with Shoelace and a Knot, Ginger Root with Shin Bangumi, Brain Story with Sounds Good, Baby with Daredevil 2000. What do you got for that?
All right. Listen, I love fucking Baby, all right?
Yeah.
And that album is fucking fire.
Yeah.
But there's just something about fucking Shin Bangumi that you just can't deny.
Oh.
And I mean, it is Shin Bangumi and then Daredevil 3000, like right slightly underneath.
Okay.
And I mean, honestly, I'd give it to both of them, but I'm not going to be a bitch and cop out. All right. You got to pick one. So to be honest, like Shin Bangumi was just, it just hit on like every level.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Baby did that mostly as well.
Yeah.
But I mean, the world building, all that stuff, but I just feel like Ginger Root just did it just a slightly little bit better.
Yeah.
With that whole fucking narrative and all that shit. And that Ginger Root by far, definitely the best album of the year.
I'm giving it to Brain Story.
Giving it to Brain Story?
I love Sounds Good. So, dude, I've never had so much fun. And we've only reviewed maybe probably close to 30 albums and all the shit that we've done.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't even know if that's the actual number.
Probably accurate.
But I don't remember having as much of a good time. And Ginger Root's right there.
Yeah.
I think Ginger Root's right there. But when I think back to the memories of just like us doing this shit, Sounds Good, Man. I mean, Sounds Good, Man. Sounds Good was like by far one of the best experiences as far as like album listens. And I had it was just consistently awesome, like all the way through. And I hate to say it, there was a little bit of bias in knowing that Brain Story is from the Inland Empire, and I have to give it to the Hometown Heroes.
Yeah, that's valid.
Yeah,
that's valid. But I, you know, and I had a fun time doing that one too. I mean, I had a good time doing them all these.
Yeah,
even the ones that we didn't like.
Oh yeah, me too.
Those were maybe even more fun than fucking doing the ones that we actually liked.
Right.
But I mean, for me, yeah, I think like Shin Bangumi was number one. Baby's number two, and Brain Story's probably coming in at number three, I feel like.
Okay.
So that's just where I'm at.
All right.
So
the last of the good awards.
The good awards.
Artist of the year.
Artist of the year.
So it goes to Ginger Root, Baby, Young Atitha, Brain Story, and Magdalena Bay. I'm not sure what the criteria is for this one. I'm thinking who had the best year in 2024. And I feel like between the two or between the five bands that are on this list, Magdalena Bay appearing on Jimmy Kimmel did not see that coming. On top of that, their album has been critically acclaimed. I mean, we gave it a sideways thumbs up.
Yeah.
But generally, like it was a positive review. And do you have an opinion on who do you think artist of the year was?
That's fucking Ginger Root, man. Like
Ginger Root for you?
Fucking Ginger Root. That album was like that's the best thing that got put out last year. And I don't know what the rest of his year looked like in terms of, you know, the other shit, but that was the peak.
Yeah.
For music.
I think I got to give it to Ginger Root too. And I don't know if he'll ever appear on television. And maybe Magdalena had a more productive year in playing, large festivals and stuff like that. Ginger Root's done that as well. But as far as somebody that just took their shit to another level with the promotion of the album for Shin Bangumi and really taking his music to the next umpteenth degree, I think Ginger Root knocked it out of the park. And that pretty much wraps up the Ragies. But we have, what do we call the Dickhead Awards? Like the
Shithead Awards.
Because we had the Raspberries, but didn't we have our own name?
We called the Dickheads or the Shitties or so. I don't know.
All right. So this one is not a particularly long list, but worst album of the year. We have four nominations.
All right.
Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, Missionary, Joey Valence and Bray.
Oh, that was pretty bad too.
No Hands, Low Hum, Terra Incognita.
Awful bad.
The Cure, Songs of a Lost World.
That one was super bad.
Which would topped it for you? I think for me it was fucking Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre.
I think that's it because of the audacity. The fucking audacity of them to put out such hot garbage is insane. And that album was trash, and that's by far the worst album of the year.
I think Snoop Dogg is just going to take this unanimously because I have worst artist of the year.
Oh, yeah.
It goes to Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre.
Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. Terrible.
Biggest disappointment for me personally, it was a two horse race between Gut Health and Julie. And I'm not even sure which one. They both collectively sucked ass.
I'm going to be honest. I feel like Julie was a bigger disappointment because, like, it found out that the rich kids and, like, that's so disappointing.
It is. But actually, you know what? I take your opinion and I agree with it.
No, good.
Very well. I second that motion.
Indeed. All right.
And that's more or less it. That is the R Raspberries version of things that sucked ass in 2024. Yeah. And that concludes the fucking ragey. So there you have it. We summed up the year for you, and maybe we'll do it more elaborately in 2025. We'll get some bumper music in the background.
Oh yeah, definitely. We're going to up our game for the next Ragies. This was just like the pilot episode.
Year zero, poverty edition.
Yeah, poverty Ragies.
Maybe we'll call up and hit some of these artists up and have them defend themselves for the raspberries.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure Snoop Dogg will have a whole bunch to say. We should just call this the poverties right now. That's what it should be called.
Yeah, maybe we'll have some of our sworn enemies and drop
yeah.
in.
Yeah, maybe we'll have fucking Kainaloo fucking finally, sworn enemy Kainaloo show up. Fucking asshole.
Yeah. Considering what we listened to, an overall pretty good year in music, we saved it until the very end, you know, right around the time that the Grammys actually start rolling around. I figured let's time it around that and see what happens. And yeah, we'll definitely get this going for next year. We'll see what happens, and hopefully we can step up our game and have a little bit of better production going forward. But this was the poverty year. This is year zero. And we gave our shout outs to the best artists of the year for 2024. So thanks for sticking around.
Yeah. And you're welcome. You're welcome for being here for you. All right, everyone. You're welcome. Anyways. All right. Well, I guess that's it. Ragey's concluded. Go to Game Rage Magazine on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Game Rage Mag on Twitter. Follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram and YouTube. And also to read the eventual written version of this in February.
If I decide to do it.
If he decides to do it, go to substack.com/@allgasnotrashofficial.
Don't forget to check out our GeoCities page at online.com.
Oh, yeah, that's the best one. And also hit us up on AOL AIM Messenger. What is it? AIM?
AIM?
Yeah. Hit us up on AIM @ fuck off. That's it. All right. Goodbye.